Anaheim starting Leo Carlson, Chris Kreider, Troy Terry up against the very effective fourth line for the Vegas Golden Knights. Here is Terry in with a shot and an early save just 6 seconds in made by Carter Hart.
That side of the net of Carter Hart, you just can't beat him there.
Switch it up, that's for sure.
Now here's Nick Dowd, save made by Dostal. And then a second opportunity for Dowd. Puck comes out to Barbashev. Now Noah Hanifin. Dowd did not make it through to Dostal. And now the Ducks will look to come out of the zone. Anaheim in six over Edmonton in round one. Golden Knights in six over the Utah Mammoth. And the early chance for Troy Terry here tonight. Jackson Lacombe. Here's Jacob Trouba. That's gloved by Hart.
Really aggressive here, Bush. And when you're an offensive player and a goaltender comes out.
He thought Hart was moving from his right to left and try to go against the grain. Just wasn't able to wait him out a little longer.
Trouba stopped again by Hart. And now the Golden Knights through the neutral zone. Hanifin. Carlson between the circles. Now Granlund with it. Back out for a shot by Carlson to flex over the net.
Kind of fluttered on him. Didn't get a lot on it.
Now here's Leo Carlson, watched by Kolesar. Back out for John Carlson. And now Granlund, who scored for the Ducks in game one. Hurdle in the box for high sticking. Terry directs one on goal. The save made by Hart.
What a beautiful pass by Leo Carlson to Terry.
Good looking power play to start this game for Anaheim.
Now Seneca drops it back for Lacombe, who shoots, and that's gloved. Hart hangs on to it. 26 seconds remaining on the Anaheim man advantage. There have been five power plays. Ducks have the first four. Ducks 9-3 in favor of Anaheim. That's off the net by Harkins.
What a save. You just never know when Carter Hart is playing outstanding. Is Ross Johnson with the redirect, and Carter Hart says absolutely. Nah, he is just seeing it, feeling it right now.
He has won 12 of his last 14, dating back to the regular season. Couple of saves there. First on Killorn and then Gauthier.
They get a quality chance here. Watch Killorn. Get the puck to the net. The rebound is there, and Gauthier's right there. And boy, Hart read that beautifully. Little snow shower too there, Bruce. Yeah. What's the
which leads all skaters. The second period is underway. Shots in the first 13-4 in favor of the Ducks, who had four power plays.
Good company there for Jackson Lacombe. Hello to Joe Mick, wherever you might be in our great country.
Going retirement. Now Kreider with a shot. That gets blocked by Anderson. Hanifin deflects the puck ahead. Kept alive by Troy Terry. Now Hanifin with it once again. Here's Stone. Into the Anaheim zone for Marner. Marner fires. Save made by Dostal. Rebound came out. Out and stopped. Dostal looking for the puck. And finally a whistle.
Banked off Minchikov, and Dostal had to make a save.
Now William Carlson for Hurdle. Back out. Anderson shoots. And the puck is clear.
That's a beautiful glove save there. And Tomas Hurdle, I thought, had a chance to shoot the puck, Bush. And he deferred.
Pressure in the Golden Knights zone once again by the Ducks. We played 7 minutes in period two. Here's Poehling.
A little iron on that last shot.
Dropped by Minchikov. Stopped.
Save for Carter Hart. Poehling able to hang on to this puck. Find Minchikov coming back door and right off the head again for Hart as he gets across. An important save.
In favor of Anaheim. Leo Carlson with it. Back out to Lacombe at the left point. Another long shift in the Vegas zone.
Oh, another Lacombe
off the post. Here's Dorofeev. Now Minchikov back for the Ducks. Barashev fires, and that stop by Dostal. Dowd back into the Ducks zone. Trouba on it there. Here's Lacombe. Puck reflected in by Vielle. Now out in front it comes, they score! The Ducks strike first. Beckett Seneca gives Anaheim a 1-0 lead.
Move the puck up, forecheck, good support by Poehling. Vielle out to Seneca all by himself in front of the net. And Bush, we touched it out in the first period. You don't want to go to the blocker side of Carter Hart. This one here, Seneca goes top shelf, left side, and the Ducks are finally rewarded with all the chances.
Will Carlson stripped by Hanifin. Under 4 to play in the second. Here's Rasmus Anderson for Marner. Give and go. Marner cross-eyes off the skate. Out to the right side, Lacombe. Now Seneca, who has the game's only goal. Into the slot, Gallard with the chance. And then Gauthier. Puck is out of play.
I think it was rolling on. Oh, get deflected there by Hanifin.
Reason why Vegas D haven't been able to be active is because they've been forecheck all game long. I think Anaheim's done a great job of getting on the forecheck.
They continue to battle for the puck now. William Carlson with it for Vegas. Centering pass broken up by Truba. Pass up the middle. Kreider. Again, it's Hanifin back. Boy, carry over to play the puck. In front, score! 2-0 Ducks. Leo Carlson extends the Anaheim lead.
He makes a beautiful backhand pass, and Carlson's able to elevate this puck. He's over on the left side, and he stops in front, and then just chips it up and over the glove.
Yeah, no chance for Hart there. I mean, he's trying to get across. What a smart play by Carlson to recognize that Hart's coming across, and he's got to elevate. Hart gets a piece of it.
Gorofiev, 20 power play goals, second of the league during the regular season. Into the slot, Gorofiev flies it across to Barbashev. Back in front, Eichel with it, shoots. Bouncing puck. Over in front of the Dutch clear. There's that scramble that we talked about in front of the Anaheim net with Vegas on the power play. It remains 2-0. Ducks with the lead in game two.
You should have seen the Anaheim bench to the right of me. Boy, did they erupt after that.
There's Anderson. Penalty time winding down. Out and shoots. Puck is clear. Paling out of the box. Ducks kill it off. Six skaters on for Vegas. Here's Marner with a shot. That gets blocked. Flipped out of the zone. Played by Shea Theodore. Off the skate of William Carlson. Puck is settled down to the empty net. Score! Jansen Harkins back in the Ducks lineup. Makes it 3-0 Anaheim.
Look at the guys on the ice. And they're on a line with Tim Washey out there protecting a two-goal lead. And they've gotten that responsibility. Washey especially all season long. And Harkins gets it, settles it. Over pursuit by the Golden Knights and a reaction from the bench.
2:45 remaining. Now Hanifin up the middle. There's Hurdle. Carter Hart still in his crease as Anderson cuts in. Puck deflected off the post. Now set back across. It was blocked in front.
Well, back to that sequence. That's a near miss for Anderson, and Harkins comes in, saves the day after Lacombe made the initial play. And
Sissons is there too, Bush. He gets the stick, comes in right here.
Wow, what a play by Lacombe.
He just heals it.
If you're Anaheim, I know you didn't get the two wins, but man, you leave here, you got to feel awfully good about yourself. The belief that you think about the four power plays that they had early on, they didn't score, could have been a turning point in the game. They came up with a huge kill after that when Vegas had a power play. They didn't seem bothered by it whatsoever. They took the long approach, and overall a very strong 60-minute effort here for Anaheim to win the two. Oh, man. No break for Dostal.
Eichel threw the puck towards the net. And the Golden Knights are on the board in the closing seconds.
In the playoffs, and Dostal seems so close to getting it. And Eichel just throws this one towards the net. Redirected there by Mark Stone, and it goes through the arm of Lucas Dostal. Tough break for the Anaheim netminder, who was sensational in this one as well, but he gets the win, but no shutout.
They have the longest streak cruise without a shutout in the regular season. Power play goal. The Anaheim Ducks win it by the score of 3-1, even in a series. At one game apiece.